Y'all.
Ooh-wee.
We were just talking about.
Oh-wee.
We were just talking about my friend who was in a thruple. And if you don't know what a thruple is, Google it.
That's usually when three gay men are together and they both want to share one guy, but neither one of them wants to get rid of their side piece.
Uh-huh.
So and it works better when all of them kind of get in the menagerie together.
Well, anyway, they broke up, and he finally got with just one guy, and I was glad for him. I have a question, though.
Okay.
What would you do if you were in a thruple to the other person that you didn't like as much?
Hire private investigators for the one that I liked to make sure that nothing was happening behind my back.
Yeah, starting with trust.
I can be quite possessive. You do not cheat on me. Because retribution will come in the form of fire.
Or on your face.
Or on your face. I'll cast spells against you, I swear to God. Mm-hmm. I'll poison all of your friends against you. Come at us if you don't participate. You don't handle cheaters well.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start the show.
That's me. Let's start the show. Y'all, this is episode 4 of Before the 90 Days season 1. Episode 4 of our Patreon.
Yes, of our Patreon.
Of our Patreon.
This episode's called Meet the Parents. Meet the Parents.
Not the Ben Stiller movie.
No, which I've never seen.
You're an idiot.
Is it good?
It's fantastic.
Isn't Barbara Streisand in it?
That's in number 2.
Oh, that's Meet the Fockers.
Why do I feel like I have to be your like Annie Sullivan into the world of entertainment? Water, Helen, water.
I don't
water,
know.
Water, water.
People were talking about the Sissy Squad this week that I haven't seen The Breakfast Club still.
Y'all, the number of shows and movies he hasn't seen, like, is staggering. It's problematic.
I was living a life.
I feel like
I
he was
know.
Amish. No, you weren't. You were watching enough Haley Mills movies.
Oh, God. Come at me if you loved Haley Mills. Summer
Shh.
Magic.
Shh. Stop it.
Oh, and that darn cat. I love that dark. I saw that on Disney Plus, and it almost made me subscribe. Boy, they knew what to come with for me. And Candle Shoe with Jodie Foster.
They're like, how can we find women who were 10 years old in 1980.
Sounds about right. Remember when Jodie Foster was in that movie with a lion? She was friends with a lion.
I never saw that movie. We didn't have the Disney Channel.
Oh.
I wasn't allowed.
I begged my mother for it because I collected all my Disney VHSs. I had them behind the TV, all
and
alphabetized.
And your mother was divorced, so she felt bad, so she had to do it.
Now, that's when I was younger. That's probably when she was like, my child's very gay and has a lisp. I got to give him what he wants.
I got to put him over the edge.
Y'all, speaking of giving him what he wants, Darcy's giving Jesse what he wants that first night of their...
They wake up and they're it's the afterglow, y'all.
The afterglow.
The morning after.
Y'all, Darcy and Jesse are our first lonely hearts. And
I don't know if Darcy, I would call Jesse a lonely heart.
Darcy wakes up at a meeting and says, well, I know this is it. He's the love of my life. This is the one.
I found my Prince Charming.
I found my Prince Charming. I wonder if, like, you know that Stacey, like, fucking learned iMovie just so she could edit all these clips together and plays them for Darcy when she sleeps. Of like,
I just know.
I found my one. And then she, like,
this is the one.
Cuts to Tom. And Darcy wonders why she wakes up sobbing every night.
This is it. This is the one.
And Stacey's just like, I just don't want you to get hurt.
Stacey was right.
Stacy was right. That drink was strong. You made a face like it slapped you in the mouth whenever you took a sip. Y'all, he just refreshed his body. He took a drink and went,
You know, y'all, when your martini bites back.
Yeah, or you're
just
like.
Just gives you a little nip.
Mm-hmm. Or you're going down on someone and they just taste tangy.
Come at me if you'd like to taste your alcohol. You got a little taste.
You like to taste it. You like to feel it burn your body.
I like to get up close and personal. Like that movie with
Michelle
Pfeiffer.
You were my when I was weak.
We just bought Celine Dion tickets
tonight. We did buy her Celine Dion. Thank you, everyone. Because I'm sure if you're thirsty enough to join our Patreon, you are thirsty enough to buy a Celine Dion ticket.
Y'all, it was really helpful. The Sissy Squad, our Facebook group, raised us some money to send us a Celine to the best possible seats.
They did.
And we, of course, were thirsty and wanted more expensive seats than they could provide for us.
So, y'all, we spent $1,000 on two tickets for fucking Celine Dion.
But you know what, y'all? We're row fucking 13.
We're row 13.
Which
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
I'm going to be able to maybe sign language her what I need for her to say.
We're going to need to have you on a CBD IV.
Otherwise, or at least carry a trank gun like they do for charging elephants.
Do you think they have CBD suppositories you can just stick up your ass that'll dissolve all
and
night?
And I'm like, oh.
Oh, you're like, oh, that's nice. That's nice.
A suppository.
That's nice.
I turn into Carol Kitty.
You wish, baby. Anyway, y'all. So they asked Darcy and Jesse how they slept.
She's laying there with her face doesn't move. Perfect.
We slept perfect. Souls merged. And then she does her eyes, kind of like when Jake and I saw Patrick on this episode for the first time, where they just got big.
Y'all, and then she said, our sexual chemistry is, you know, almost tantric.
It's tantric.
And for those of you who don't know, tantric sex is when you can have sex for like
forever.
3 days or longer.
Sting has it. He's really into it, y'all. You're just like, your vulva is rubbed raw.
As soon as she said that, like, I was like, I don't think you know what tantric sex is.
Yeah.
Because you're passed out because
you're
within
exhausted.
10 minutes because you've been drinking too much.
You start on Friday. You finish on like Monday morning. You've got to go to work and sit in your cubicle. You put Blistex on your vagina because you forgot any lotion you had.
I'm sorry. This whole idea of
Carmex.
Tantric sex, I'm all okay with doing it multiple times. But like one time, 45 minutes is plenty.
Jesse's like, still pretty young. But tantric, though, and because I have a friend who's into tantric stuff, and it's not, it's about, actually, in fact,
I know it's meditation-ish.
It's meditation, and you actually, as we like to say on the show, you delay jubilation. It isn't
I'm coming
in your face. I'm riding in this place.
Jubilation. That was a higher note than I'm used to.
It's a little bit. It was an A at 9:30 at night, right?
It was an A, G sharp. High perfect pitch.
Anyway,
it's obnoxious.
So she goes on, and then Jesse says,
You're right.
I knew it was. Mm-hmm. And Jesse said, it was a loving experience.
Everything is bad.
Sex for Jesse and a loving experience means he's masturbating by himself in front of a
you
mirror.
Like that? You like that in the mirror?
You like
that? Oh, I enjoy watching you in mirror.
In mirror. Oh, I think I'll put some bronzer on my scrotum. It will make it look bigger.
I need to darken my eyebrows.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, y'all. But they're going to go meet the parents because that's what you do on the first
we're
day.
We're headed off to meet the parents, y'all.
On the second day that you're in a country because Jesse said, we don't have a lot of time.
She's going to be there for 6 weeks. So on day two, we meet the parents.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Maybe we could have given this a week.
I would delay that till week five, day five.
It to week five, like day six.
I'd be going to the airport and we'd stop by. It was nice meeting you.
What?
And we just waved from the car.
How long would you date a guy before you introduced him to your mom and dad? Your brother, I know you probably would do earlier, but then you couldn't do your brother because your mom would find out and kill you.
It would need to be a rehearsal dinner.
Why? Because you feel like your mom would just eviscerate him?
She would take him apart. And she would come at me about it. And she would say, you know, he seems really nice. Not really talkative, is he? Yeah, I just didn't know what to think, really. And couldn't get a lot out of him of his backstory. And she would have already, like, searched online about him. My mother can barely text, but she can find out, like, an FBI report on someone online.
She's like Courtney's friends.
Yeah,
they can get all. She gets all the
those
tea.
Those fuckers got everything in 2 minutes.
I think one thing we learned that's consistent.
That's a Jackie Weissman, y'all.
It's
Jackie
true.
Weissman.
Jackie Weissman, our moderator.
Can find anything on the internet.
Anything. Literally, she says, give me a second. And then she comes back and it's like, we're like, what the fuck, Jackie? How did you find this?
Someone put on the on their, I think some meme is like, we got a girl here. She can literally find out a criminal record in 30 seconds.
It's true.
Y'all are all fucking PIs.
You are
the
PIs.
Internet.
Thank God, because Jake and I, we forget everything. So
we go to their house.
They go to the house, and because Darcy says, I just feel like he's holding back. And I actually think it's Darcy, because you're throwing yourself.
Yeah, she keeps saying, I forgot my ring. It's not a hand or anything, is it? I mean, I wouldn't say no.
I would say no. It'd be nice. I mean.
So she gets out of the car. We're at her mother and her stepfather's house. We're already slipping on cobblestones because she hasn't learned her
lesson. But she feels special because Jesse has told her, I don't bring lots of girlfriends home.
That's a Russian accent.
I know, but that's the way it's going to be.
Okay. I don't bring lots of girlfriends home.
I don't bring lots of girls home.
There you go. It's a lot of an L and R.
And then he says, because none of them were worth it.
There you go. That's closer. That's closer. Good.
But he literally says, none of them were worth it. And we wonder.
It felt gross. And my face kind of went.
And we wonder the parallel of his stepfather acting like Darcy's not worth it.
I got a lot to say about her later.
You have to be carefully taught.
So they show up.
Yo, that's a Rodgers and Hammerstein song.
It is. So they show
up. Racism. Sorry, I'm done.
So they show up at
Pacific.
The parents' house.
Yes.
And it's like fucking Boo Radley from.
If Boo Radley lived in Venice Beach.
Yes. There's like raw cotton in the trees, masks everywhere.
The masks
were like
freaky.
Altars to fertility goddesses.
Yes.
It is creepy as shit.
Y'all,
basically, it looks like a unicorn exploded in there.
This is the house that when you're a kid, you all walk by and y'all all are told never to go into this house because your parents say you will get molested here.
Or my mother said, no, they do too much drugs.
Yeah, or devil. That's what or my mother where would I'm say. From, people would say, they are devil worshippers in there.
In the late 80s and 90s when everyone thought everyone was into devil worship.
I'm telling you, if they saw Dave with his spotted hair and it was buzzed.
They think he was a devil worshipper.
He is worshiping Satan.
No, I've got a lot
Janelle,
to say about
I just
Dave.
Know it.
Janelle. So, Darcy, I wrote down, Darcy Silva, queen of understatement. Darcy's like, they're very artistic and esoteric people. Yeah, that's a question of understatement.
Well, this is what I was actually going to say. I give props to Darcy on this. And again, it's even more, and we're going to get into this later, but more kind of offensive and horrible and sad the way she was treated in that. Darcy was a fucking class act meeting their parents.
She was.
She could have been like, this is some, imagine what.
She was better than she was for meeting Tom's sister.
What would you have said if your boyfriend, if you were dating
someone said wasn't in your league
and brought him to that? No, you went to that house and met those parents. What would you say?
First of all, I would have walked in, met like.
Would you have walked in the house?
I might have said, "Let's just go fuck in the car and tell them I'm sick."
Have the flu.
And you know what, y'all? I'm that good, so it would be fine. Mm-hmm. just, I could say, I don't feel well. Come fuck me in the car. And he's like, my parents are expecting me. Come fuck me in the car. And guess what? Motherfucker would come.
Literally.
Both of us would.
Both of us would.
No, I think.
But if you went in the house
if
and
I
met
had
them.
To go in the house and I talked to knockoff Betsy Johnson, who was his mother.
Yes.
Or as we said, Betsy Johnson, who had been on the street a couple days.
Couple during.
And yeah. I talked to Dave, who I called one of two. I can't decide, y'all. He is the embodiment of the San Diego chicken, you know, the human embodiment. The one who did commercials at McDonald's, the Padres mascot, or he is a foghorn leghorn who smoked too much hash. He's definitely a flightless bird.
I feel like San Diego, but that's a pretty good one, too.
He is the San Diego chicken.
Oh, man.
He just walks around and goes, go, 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 go. Y'all. If you need to Google, just look up Jesse Meester's stepfather, and if you haven't don't remember, it'll refresh your memory. It is a freak show. He does not belong on this planet.
He does not
it's
belong.
It's bizarre.
On this. I think actually, you know, what I noticed in the Sissy Squad today. Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you're in our private group on the Sissy Squad on Facebook, if you aren't in that group, you should be. Because I noticed this is so appreciative. I think people are going back now that they know our Patreons are dropping. They're watching.
Oh, that's
with
sweet.
Us. So hopefully they remember him because he is quite unforgettable. But seriously, if you saw his spirit, would you be nice in the dinner and then would you just break up when you're immediately asked?
No, I would say when he said we need to get to a different segment.
Yeah.
But can we actually answer that right after we do our segment of 90 Days Theater?
90 Days Theater. I'm glad you're shaking it off.
I'm burping. Y'all, we had burgers tonight from Golden State. Come at us if you know Golden State. It's an L.A.
Only
thing.
Only like two people in L.A. know it.
It's good.
I don't know if we have a lot of L.A. listeners.
We got some Valley listeners. I know that.
Come at us if you're in L.A. We'll do a meetup.
We
should do that. I'll show up. Jake will. Jake will show up at the last, like, we'll say meetup from 7 to 10. Jake will
show
up
at like 9:45. Just enough to get last call.
See a guy that he have somebody buy him a drink. Hook up with the guy.
That's the best way to do it,
hook up with the guy at 9:50, which was probably your straight boyfriend that you thought was straight to break, and then he would go home.
Y'all, I've turned so many. It's a talent of mine, actually. But you know what? They were just asking for it. They wanted
were.
To be turned.
So now let us get to our
so this is another installment of 90 Days Theater. And I believe this happens right as Dave, who I will be playing.
So this is a new character for everybody. Poodle is taking on a new role.
This is, it's an artistic challenge for me, but I'm going to embrace it as I can. And you will be playing the role of your award-winning role of...
Here I go.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
I've just got to tell you, I do not think you are in the same league with my son.
But I mean, what did you mean?
Because.
What do you mean the same league?
I mean,
I'm a little older than him, but I think
when he walks down the street, women throw underwear!
No.
And him!
I think...
Beam me up, Mars!
I think that I look pretty good for my age. You know, I'm 42, but you know, I look pretty young.
Oh, you're deluded. You have encountered many troubles in life. He is only looking at adventure.
I mean, I just got my lips done. They look 20.
I mean, he's going to have children who are beautiful, and your ovaries are desiccated.
I've made bad choices.
And scene.
And scene. But y'all, because...
I'm going to have a hard time letting go of the character. I'm going to tell you that right now. Ooh, I love him.
That is... that is kind of the saddest part for me, actually. That 90 Day Theater got deep that time, what we ended on, because that is the saddest part for me, is that when Darcy said,
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she said that struck a chord with me. What if some of that is true?
She feels.
First of all, that someone that looks like that struck a chord with her, but also that she believed it.
San Diego chicken as a person
fucking made her think about herself. I just want to say, Darcy, you are enough, honey.
Like,
and if you aren't,
can you imagine
you're
taking that guff from that thing?
I mean.
Or like a combination of the San Diego chicken, the Philly flyer, or what is the Philly, yeah, what is thingamajig? What the fuck? Someone come at us. Jane Says is in Philly. Come at us.
Yeah, Jane Says is in Philly. Philly people will fucking fight.
They all hate that fucking mascot, though.
I know, but they'll fight anybody.
If
they feel like they are loyal as fuck. That's why they won this country in Philly. That's where we fucking beat the British.
That's true.
Going into kind of what I think it was, not only that of what he said that resonated with Darcy, but it was moreover that, you know, I've kind of, if we know obviously about Jesse's kind of future, but if you didn't know about Jesse's future, you would kind of be thinking, I think if I was watching this, I'd be thinking, okay, he's a little nervous. Darcy's kind of the crazy one. But after this, I thought, wow, you did not fucking defend your girlfriend.
Oh, and that's in the car.
And not
only that, he's like,
he gaslighted her.
He's like, you know, my stepdad's he's a little upfront, and you know, no one's perfect. He said,
no one's perfect about her,
which is the worst thing. Yes, no one's perfect. That's humanity.
He literally said, "Quote, I thought it was lovely." He said he thought that night was lovely.
And
you know why?
Like, yeah, it was fine. And then she agrees with him, which makes me even sadder.
Which makes sense because he said, I thought it was lovely because they were talking about how wonderful I am.
And I wrote down, this was a disaster.
It was a disaster. And I'm honestly shocked and saddened that Darcy would still be with somebody. If this was me, if you were Darcy, what would you... I think I would have left after this. I would have been like...
She doesn't have the strength to do that.
I know, but what would you... I think I would have been almost... Who knows, though?
I can tell you I would have cut bait as soon as he sent me his Danish cock, his Dutch cock. Because, I'm going to tell you, number one, it's not good.
It's not. It's
uncut and skinny.
He needs
to
be.
And it gets the job done.
Done, yeah.
But it's kind of like a serviceable. You know those, like, when you go to the fair, it's those generic roller coasters.
Yeah.
Zipper. You kind of waste your tickets on.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jesse's dick, y'all.
Yeah. It's like hotel coffee in your room. It gets the job done, but it's not La Cologne.
I would say it's more like gas station coffee.
Yeah.
It's road coffee.
Yeah, 7-Eleven coffee. Fine.
You can sleep after, but do you really dream about it?
Which I want to say, too, though, especially for any of our, because I know we have a lot of female listeners, any of you that are going through
out
there.
Most of us.
I do want to say, though, we can sit here and tell what we would have done, but when you're in, obviously, any situation that's abusive and that kind of mindset, y'all are doing the best you can, so keep going, queens. That's what Darcy's doing.
Like, people live that abusive relationship every day.
My Aunt Karen and I, when we had to get my mom out of, my mom's best friend, my Aunt Karen, God rest her soul, whenever we got her out of my mom's second marriage, when he was verbally and emotionally abusive, we had to both
call. This is the one who had Parkinson's, right?
Well, he had Parkinson's afterwards, yeah. But my mother and Karen, we had to call my mom like 5 times a day each for like 3 months just to get her to finally leave him.
Wow.
To just talk her into it and through it. So, and I'm sure other people in the group, you've had your ride or die friends that I have another
friend.
They
won't give up on you.
I had another friend. This is a good story. This is my friend Shelly back in Long Grove, Oklahoma. And Shelly, she loves Jesus and she loved pizza on Tuesdays when we had it in the cafeteria. And she's an amazing social worker. Like, she's incredible. But when one of our mutual friends had a shitty ass husband, she got one of the other friends. She said, "We're going to go on a walk every night, and you're going to be good cop, and I'm going to be bad cop."
Because that's a great tactic.
She needs to be mad at me right now because she can't be mad at him, but eventually she'll see the light. And she left that motherfucker.
Y'all,
He was horrible.
That's a great strategy if you're trying. Let's say, I'm not saying tag team your friend who's in an abusive relationship, but good cop, bad cop, point counterpoint is an excellent way to handle arguments.
And sometimes too, as a good friend, I've been in a situation where I've told somebody, I'm like, they're going to be mad at me for telling this, but it's not about them being liking me. It's about me being a good friend.
Well, and also, you have to know, as a friend, all you can do is be there for them. That's the bottom line, because they're going to do what they want at the end of the day.
That's why I love this bitch, y'all, because she doesn't tell me what I want to hear. She tells me the tea.
Uh-huh. That's the truth.
And I do to her, too. And every time I do, I go,
shut the fuck up.
And gets really angry. And then the next day, he's like, you're right.
Maybe one out of seven of those.
Yeah.
This bitch never lets up on my home life. Never fucking lets up.
Y'all, we're getting him a new Keurig.
So you want to know a micromanager? She's to my left. Anyway, y'all, we're going to move on to our next Lonely Heart of Paul and Carini.
I love that Paul starts off and he says, so I'm going to meet my girlfriend's parents, Carini's parents, the prettiest girl I ever did see. Yeehaw! There's only one big problem. We can't talk to each other.
We can't talk to each other because this language barrier is a lot harder than I thought it would be.
And I'm like, that's just the one problem?
It'd be much easier if I could set you on fire.
I think the problem is, and y'all, I know we keep talking about this, but I know Paul's out there doing cameos and making money. Please, for the love of God, can BlissTex give him a sponsorship? Please. CarMax.
Y'all.
You know, Chapstick.
How could a makeup person, you know,
Lip Smacker. I bet he loves Dr. Pepper.
Some PA on that set had an extra chapstick
and they
just held it in their pocket.
I bet you one PA started giving chapstick, and I bet this female producer saw across the way and went,
he looks awful. And that's what we need.
Don't you dare.
Yeah. Because his lips are like broken,
and
you're
going back to Idaho, big Becky.
Anyway, I also wrote down that Paul is one of the creepiest huggers that I've ever seen.
He does not know how to hug.
He loves a pat on the back.
But it kind of makes sense now that we've met his mother, because that's the way she hugs,
She
too.
Does.
She does hug that.
If he asks for a lock of hair from Carini's mother, I'm just going to run.
Just run. I just want to say, this is a red flag, y'all. Paul walks into her house, and I realize... his phone is clipped to his belt. Y'all, if you're under 40 years old and your phone is clipped to your belt,
it's a rural southern thing,
Do not trust someone who has their phone on their side unless they A, are a cop, B, they work for a security, or C, they are a manager at Outback Steakhouse, because those managers are busy.
Yeah, they need to get that shit done.
I mean, have you ever been to an Outback Steakhouse and they're not busy?
It's always busy. Luann needs her, Alice Springs chicken away.
I eat, four of those fucking pumpernickel loaves. Come at me if you like the pumpernickel.
I'm sorry. A bloomin' onion, I will eat that as my entree.
I would stop this show
that
right
trashy.
Now. You know what?
If someone put a bloomin' onion right in front of me and said, you have to finish this and you'll get $500 or eat that bloomin' onion, I'd eat that bloomin' onion.
I'm going to say this right now. I would too. When we hit 500 Patreon subscribers... we're going to Outback Steakhouse.
And we're
to have
filming
a bloomin' onion.
We're having a fucking bloomin' onion.
500. We're going to have shrimp on the barbie.
Please don't ever do it.
And
Australian.
If we hit 1,000 Patreons, we'll go to Red Lobster, the motherland.
Ooh.
But Poodle won't let me film him eating cheddar biscuits because it's like the way Cookie Monster eat cookies. It's just like everywhere.
I will never be filmed eating. I will say that now. If I'm ever tried to be filmed
eating. What if we have a sponsor?
Nope.
With food?
Nope. Nope.
What?
Nope. I will never be filmed eating.
Guess it'll just be me.
Yep. It is.
Anyway,
you can do whatever you want.
Don't trust someone with a phone on their side. But anyway, so Paul, we go into Carini's home.
And her room
on a tour, y'all.
Cute. It looks like Punky Brewster's room, y'all. And Carini's not young.
She's 24.
It's beanie babies and lots of stuffed animals that are, look like they are stapled to the wall or nailed.
Maybe I don't think I think because things are dirty, so she doesn't want on the floor. Not that their house is dirty, but their
house is dirty.
But I, y'all don't pull over. Don't pull over. We got a popo ambulance coming. It's not for you today.
I hope it saves somebody.
Let's say Hail Mary for them or whatever you say.
Anyway. Hail Mary.
What?
Don't be Catholic.
Sorry, I still say them. Anyway, I was very disturbed by this room. It kind of looked like almost, it was just, she's just too old to have that room.
And also, all the patterns are weird. And her name is on the door, as we talked about last week.
And she has like a Lion King bedspread.
I think it's an off-brand Lion King bedspread.
Yeah, it was like the, it was called like the Lion Minister.
It was like Rey Leon.
Rey Leon. And they were like, Hane Bemba.
Yeah. Wishiko, Brasilia, Portuguese.
He's a bottom. He's the bigger bottom. He's a bottom. He's the bigger bottom. He's a bottom. He's the bigger bottom.
From the day you arrived in the Amazon.
He's a bottom. He's the bigger bottom. It's the circle of jerk.
Well,
now we're not talking about Paul, y'all, because nobody wants to see him
jerk.
Sally,
well, no, I really think Paul is one of those guys, y'all. This is just speaking to the women out there. And I've had it happen to me. I'm sure you have, too. Sometimes you just wake up and your significant other is just, like, jerking off onto your back. I mean, no one else. Never mind.
You know.
So no one else has had that happen.
It did happen to me once. And that's when the guy was using that cherry-flavored lube, and I went to the bathroom and threw up.
Oh. I just see Paul going, like, right over.
Just
kind of
licking
back.
His chapped lips like a horse when they're hungry.
And like, oh, God, don't ever do that face again. Anyway, y'all, so Karini's, we meet Karini's dad, and we meet her mom. And dad basically
God
thinks
bless
that
dad. God bless
that
him.
They are trying to go to a motel for sex.
Judy Garland give him strict. Can we just talk a little bit before we talk about the sex of just y'all? Karini's father is exhausted by this. This is like, and honestly, too, I think it's a little insulting that wouldn't either he should stay in his own hotel or shouldn't he stay with them in their home?
I don't know their culture. This was all filmed after it all happened. So definitely
oh,
this
it
was,
did for them? They'd already met?
No, I'm saying this was filmed later. You can just tell. Because no one would actively allow their 24-year-old daughter to go with someone.
But then this he said she's filmed. An adult, so he can't.
But again, this is filmed after.
Y'all,
this was facilitated.
Thank God he was a retired cop, because if he still had a gun, we might not have Paul.
Well, and then Paul's like, I can't believe you thought I was going to, like, have sex with her in the hotel by myself.
With one bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul was scandalized, y'all.
It's ironic, really, because I'm going to make sure she has a blood test and IQ
and goes
test,
into honor and blah,
yes.
blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So we do go to the motel, y'all, and Paul's got a quote-unquote get things
again?
Ready.
There was a picture of a lion
King
on
David.
It. King David.
Ray Davy.
With a lion.
Yeah, some shit. Anyway, so wow. Paul's making sure it's nice for her.
Cat.
Then she walks in and sees a child bed just
I thought
like
they
her
were
bed
gonna
from
be,
home.
I thought this was going to be like Tania's sex room when she greeted Sinjin. No, I thought there'd be flowers.
This was
rose
just
petal,
this
maybe
was
even
just
a
like
sex corner.
A creepy room like the people who kidnapped Elizabeth Smart gave
yeah,
her.
Yeah, exactly. This was fucking creepy. Y'all, he brought her cereal. And I guess it's thoughtful that he thought
your
of
your favorite
the things,
Karini, cereal and Disney characters because you're 13. I'm telling you, it gave me Elizabeth Smart vibes, and I'm still creeped out by it.
It's interesting, you know, because we saw the last season of The Other Way, the most recent season. So in seeing this, I didn't realize what a child Karini was whenever she met Paul.
Well, I think she's not the baby of her family, but she's close to it.
Yeah.
And he has only perpetuated that. I also want to say that, so Paul invites her into his skeeter net.
His skeeter net.
And she's like, what the fuck? And he's like, no, come in here with me. It's like, bing, bang. It's weird where all these, and my favorite is when he starts, the baby talk that Paul uses with her is like, yellow fever, mosquitoes, rubella, measles. You don't want any of that. Measles. Yellow fever? It's creepy
and
as fuck.
The thing is she doesn't know any of this.
No,
so
she's
just
like, yes, Paul. And I liked it also at the end.
She asked for a kiss after
when
that.
When Karini's like, can I have a kiss? And then Karini's basically like, can I have that D? I want that motherfucking D, motherfucking D. Motherfucking D,
motherfucking D. She do.
Boom, 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 boom. We're doing the Brazilian D. Oh. Don't go, boom, 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 boom. I want that D. Boom, 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 boom.
Gotta get that D.
Give me that D.
D.
Anyway, y'all, so she didn't get the D because Paul has to, like, firebomb everyone he has if he fucks.
Well,
so he doesn't want to do that to her.
He doesn't want to affect her honor. And, well, and
I don't even know.
Paul's just a hypochondriac. I mean, I can't believe she kissed his lips.
They're disgusting.
It was totally, totally disgusting. I think instead of an STD or pregnancy test, I wish I could go back in time and tell Karina, you need to give him a mental health evaluation, honey.
You know what? He's more than willing to take care of her, and she's probably excited about that. But he, like, everything about him makes, like, the human sensor in the middle of my body go, beep, beep, beep. This person's a psycho. This person's a psycho.
He's just, and this sounds horrible, and I don't
is
mean.
Are there any pole fans out there? No.
I don't think so. And I don't mean this, like, I'm not trying to be mean, and I'm not trying to be vicious, so I don't want to perpetuate this in the sissy squad.
That's
I just
my
mean,
job.
I just mean, like, I feel like when I watch Paul, it's a waste of a life. I'm like, what are you actually doing or contributing to your own? That doesn't either hurt people or manipulate or
but
is taking advantage of other people.
He does not see it that way because he's either on.
I think he has this grandiosity.
He's either a narcissist or he's probably a psychopath in some way.
I think he's more psychopath. I think he feels like he is helping other people.
Yeah, I think he does too.
He is doing things for them.
And I think his
like
mother.
Saving, his white savior
it's
complex.
Very more, it's very Norman Bates, the
it's,
way his
yes.
mother raised him. He owes everything to her. And also, y'all, he has a weird concept of himself of that. You're exactly right about that. White savior.
Yeah, I think it's one. I never, that kind of just hit me now. Ugh,
it's gross. That's all I have about pool,
y'all.
And we moved to our next lonely
this
heart.
This next person is thank God not a white savior, but he is a hot black man. Oh Lord! Oh Lord! Patrick.
He's a dude. He's a DJ.
Oh, yeah. He is a DJ. Patrick.
He's a DJ.
Oh, Patrick.
Patrick, get my dick. Suck my dick. With the DJ lips are so pretty.
Oh, y'all.
Y'all.
If you do not.
This one to my left has a little obsession, call it a fetish, with black men.
I will not. We've talked about your Spain stories. I will not. I have to say.
You deny it?
I'm not denying anything. But I am saying I don't mean this as a tease so much as. But if you're a Patreon member and you watch the video of us watching this episode.
Someone had to get up and like almost tittle themselves.
I literally could not sit on the couch. I was so turned on.
And then what
by
you didn't
Patrick.
See is we had to pause it and she went out and sat outside on a traffic cone.
Yeah, there was a traffic cone just right there. And I said, that's a little wet from the rain. That'll work.
Anyway, whoop.
Whoop. Whoop. Anyway.
Go, 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 go. Go. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And took out a city block.
Anyway, Y'all, Paul is a DJ, or Patrick's a DJ.
He's hot, y'all. I'm going to say that.
He fights mixed martial arts.
And he's a kickboxer.
And
so he used to be a player.
He's athletic. He's a DJ. He has rhythm. Y'all, don't pull over. We got another one coming. We got enough. Don't pull over.
Don't pull over, y'all. It's just a cop outside. So why, I have to ask, why is Patrick having problems finding a girl around his area?
You know, I feel like we're going to, because y'all already know.
I think it might be his baby mama, because she might be making waves in the community. So
I
he
don't
can't,
think so.
So he, no, I'm saying, so he can't get out there.
Maybe, but she seems pretty normal.
You saw it differently than I did. I feel like she was trying to be cool. She was trying to be the cool mom. No, she's like, I'm not good with this.
I felt like she was saying, I want you to be happy, but I have reservations. But going back to you, I feel like we don't know yet because we haven't seen. I think maybe Patrick is probably, I think he's grown up a lot having a kid, but maybe he's immature for his age.
He is 25.
I think there's probably nothing wrong with him. It's just, y'all, what would you be doing if you looked like that and you were 25? You'd be fucking everything with three legs.
I would be in a motorized wheelchair because my colon would have fallen out by then.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I think he's just been getting that pee because he can get it. Because I don't know why, but girls love DJs.
I'm going to say this. 25 is young for a male to grow up. It is young.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Very young.
Men don't really grow up until they're at least 30. Sometimes 35.
Y'all, trust me.
This goes for us, too.
Women, if you are dating and you want to find a guy who's like, who wants to settle down, and you're like 25, 26, you've got to date older.
You got to date
older. Those mid-20s guys, they only want your pussy.
And you know what? For you women that want to settle down at 25, don't. Live your life. Yeah. Get that D.
And for the guys who do want to settle down their early 20s, y'all, they're gay.
They're gay.
So don't do that.
Because I was like 25. I think it's time for me to meet a girl. And where I just want to be a father. I just want to volunteer at my church and sing in the choir and
wear
raise our kids.
Khakis and be the town florist.
That's all I wanted at 25.
That's what happened to me if I would have been in Pickens,
it's
y'all.
True. Y'all,
fuck.
Poodle would have been a fat organ player if he stayed in Pickens. He would have been that church organist. Just say, welcome to
Pleated
Sunday, y'all.
Front. Khakis.
And you would have talked like that. You'd be like, hi, welcome.
Welcome to Sunday, y'all. I'm welcome so glad you're here.
Welcome to Sunday, the new host revival of the Lord Church.
new host revival Congregationalist Baptist.
Congregationalist
of the Spirit.
There'd be a lot of Father We Just prayers.
There'd be a lot. Father, we just want to talk this moment to tell you how much. Father, we just want to thank you. For how much you have given us.
Father, we just want to thank you for helping me love my wife's boobie so much.
That's the truth.
So if you got a Father We Just prayer, come at us.
Come at us if you love a good Father We Just.
Love a good Father We Just. Okay, so Patrick, it seems like he has his life pretty much together.
He does. The only problem.
He does have a daughter named, I want to pause.
He has.
A daughter named Italy.
My voice
she's gorgeous
high up is because his baby mama is named Cameo,
and Cameo is gorgeous.
As in two things: Cameo, like you wear on your neck like a lovely ivory sculpture, or what this bitch and I are doing right now. You can find me at Jake It or Fake It on Cameo, the app. And I will read the shit out of you, or just give a message to whoever you want, or I can just rhapsodize.
It's true, and I'm Cameo at the Matt Mar. That was a good segue.
It was rhapsodize.
Yeah, I'll give you whatever life advice or sing. I don't know. You just tell
my
me what you want.
My advice is better. Anyhow,
oh Lord,
y'all, so
it.
We
don't
also got
him.
Cameo. We got Italy as the girl. I pray to God it's actually spelled Italy. I pray to God.
It's not. I'm just going to tell you, it's not. You need to let that go. You got to frozen that shit.
It's not.
It's not.
My friend just went to Frozen 2 today and said it was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't give a shit because I don't really love
y'all,
Frozen.
Y'all, we don't love
Come
Frozen.
Come at me if you have problems with Frozen you love it.
I loved Tangled, not Frozen.
I thought the score to Tangled was so much better.
It was. You know what? I like the story of Frozen. I just don't like the music.
The music doesn't do anything for me.
Y'all, I will say Cameo is gorgeous. She has a daytime.
She's gorgeous.
She has a daytime cat eye, and she fucking works that shit.
I just have problems with the names, but you know.
I agree.
What are you going to do?
And the thing is, they don't make any sense. Like, if your name's Cameo, then maybe name your daughter like.
Vimeo.
And you know, Vimeo, as in, you can watch the Vimeo video of our Patreon. If you're at our thirsty tier.
Go to Patreon and watch our fucking Vimeo.
We're just setting each other up.
This is fucking thirsty, we are.
It is. So,
I'm glad I'm 4 vodkas in.
So,
it's better this way.
He goes and talks to his friends. That was fine. Nothing really happened. Mm-mm. And then.
None of them are as hot as him, which, y'all, is kind of weird for a friend group.
A lot of hot guys usually are with hot guys.
Yeah. And,
or hot girls are usually with hot girls.
And the guy with the cast was hot.
He was hot.
But everybody else was a scrub.
So Patrick, we haven't gotten this. He's in love with Miriam, who lives in France. She's French Muslim.
And yeah, she's a Muslim. And supposedly, we think that she does not, or she has not told
her family,
because it may be a kind of a Marcel situation.
Maybe. Now, she is gorgeous as well.
She's lovely. Yeah.
But I mean, look at that. It makes sense. They're a beautiful couple. They would have beautiful children.
Because you want to be impregnated by him.
You know, Darcy and I just like to think ahead. That's all we do. We got the names picked out.
I'm glad you jumped to saying she'd have beautiful children. You're like, fuck me and knock me up.
Yeah, she's like, we have a boy. His name will be Cassio.
And that's when Dave goes, what do you mean you're coming up with your children's names?
I mean, y'all, when someone like Dave says,
McCook!
You're fucking crazy, that's crazy. I will say that.
I just wish Dave could be a permanent cast member, y'all.
It wasn't what Dave said so much as how he said it.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, there were some things he said.
You must be fucking nerds.
You must be fucking nerds. So, there's two things I want to point out about Patrick that I think are going to be very impactful whenever he meets Miriam. One, y'all, he has a screw in his ear for an earring, and it is hot. I don't know why. I'm sure he just went to Lowe's and just like bought a 10-cent screw and stuck it in his ear, but it is so fucking sexy.
I don't know why that's hot to me, but it is.
It is, y'all, because he wants to screw. That's what it means. He just said, let's screw.
There's also something, y'all, about he has the biggest fucking lips ever.
They're beautiful, and he licks them
all the time, a la LL Cool J.
Y'all, I'm telling you, and I'm going to say this from experience. If you have never had a black man inside you while he licks your lips, you haven't lived.
Okay.
You haven't
Maybe
lived.
Maybe we could not be so personal.
I'm just saying, it was a moment. And by a moment, I mean several moments. And by several, I mean most of my 30s. But I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I will say, they are quite sensual.
They are, as my mother says, sensuous.
Yeah.
They are sensuous.
Y'all, black guys don't fuck around.
Ooh, that stereotype is true.
They're not going for the quote-unquote show.
No.
They're there to perform.
They want to make you feel good, I feel like.
Yeah.
They're very complimentary.
We're getting into a weird area.
No, but don't you think black men are very complimentary
in
your body and your
eyes? Into a weird area.
No, I'm just saying, we could talk, but like, do you feel like, why aren't white guys complimentary like that?
They want to get it over as quick as possible.
Because I feel like that's true. I feel like Latin men can more think about themselves.
They do.
That I've been
although,
with. Y'all, these are generalizations.
No.
If you're offended by this,
I disagree.
These are not gospel.
The Latin guys I've been with are more into how I'm feeling.
Really, to me, mm-hmm. more the black men I've been with are into how I'm feeling.
I've been with a lot of black guys who are like, wham, bam.
I was with one black guy who had, y'all, he was like 5'8". And I only went home with him because he was cousins of this hot guy on Project Runway.
I remember this story.
Well, who was the hot guy on Project Runway? His name was like Gerald or Tyson.
Gerald or something like that.
He was so cute.
Jarrell.
Anyway, I can't believe I even somewhat remembered that with my memory, y'all.
And guess what happened?
And guess what? So we, this is when
and
Poodle,
you were,
and this was when Poodle and I were living with our friends. We were roommates with our friend Sissy.
Y'all, he had the gayest bed. The headboard was like brown leather. It wasn't leather.
It was the curtain. I had the, like the.
He had a curtain on his headboard.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Anyway.
It was queer as
it
Christmas.
It was gay, but it made a statement. But anyway.
His statement. The statement was, I'm a fag!
It's true. He dropped his pants, and I kid you not.
You went out there like a pig on shit.
I mean, it was like, because Jake told me the next morning he heard like a zipper unzip, and then he heard, danger, Will Robertson. danger. Whoop, whoop. His dick was at least 11 inches, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, my, that's too big.
And like as thick as a beer can. So I was down there trying to do my best work, y'all, and I thought I was doing okay, and I look up. And he's texting on his phone.
She gave her a Yelp review.
She did. And I just stopped and I said, I got to go pee. And I came back and I said, I'm tired. And then
should have said that.
And then I drove him home and he said,
the fact that you had to drive him home.
Y'all, this is before Uber. Remember how hard a hooking up was before you had Uber and Lyft?
No, they had to come to me.
Well, so anyway, he told me at the time he lived in like Marina Del Rey, which was like an hour from us at the time. And I said, really? He's like, oh, you can drop me off with my friends. He's close. And I said, great. And then I'll never forget, because they do love me, he patted my leg and he's like, so we should do this again. And I looked at him and I said, I'm good. He got out of the car.
The fact that you drove to Marina Del Rey.
No, I didn't go to Marina Del Rey. I dropped him up because I literally was so over. I was like, no, I'm not driving. And he went to his friends who lived like on Wilcox.
Thank God.
Anyway,
to but get only back to one, our show, y'all.
But only one. That was only one time out of the handful of black men I've slept with, like the two or three.
Yeah, you've been quite the nun. Dozens. I think I might have had more than you.
Oh, no. No. Now, my ass is like a Popeyes. Everyone's had this biscuit.
That's disgusting. I am scandalized.
Now I want Popeyes. Anyway,
move on to Courtney?
I think, are we done with Patrick? We got distracted. Y'all, if they don't show him shirtless, I'm going to be pissed.
He was gorgeous shirtless.
I mean, that's basically it. Y'all, he's a good dad. I love that they're co-parenting and they get along well. For young kids, some older parents that get divorced, take a note.
It's less than interesting, hopefully. I hope the story picks up.
Who knows? I don't think Cameo's crazy. But you're right. She did say, if someone mistreats him, I will come for them.
Yeah, I feel like
I would love it.
Cameo is suggesting don't fuck around with my baby
daddy. I don't
think
we're going to see it because he's going to Paris, but you never know.
So we should move on to our next Lonely
Heart.
Let's
talk to our last Lonely Heart.
Who is Courtney?
Courtney.
Also known as a poor man's Jessica Simpson.
Yes. Oh, hi.
Or an Audrina Partridge whose eyes are closer together.
It's true. Even though I've never met him and it was several months ago, I just feel so connected to him and he's the real deal.
So much so that I'm packing my wardrobe and I am really working on getting the dress of the girl who wears the Spanish girl emoji because I think that's exactly what he wants.
That was the most basic thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know it says they're from Florida, but they are fucking straight out of the fucking Midwest.
But you gotta admit, getting out of
she
dress.
She talks like this.
Y'all, if you're buying your clothing based off
an emoji
and it's not a Halloween costume.
You need to fucking process that motherfucking shit.
You need to process that. And not only did she buy a red dress, y'all, Poodle. That was like some shit from like Remember that store by my house that was called 599 High Fashion?
Yeah, that was see-through.
Y'all, that's where we used to buy our drag. So we have been to that store many times.
We're not good drag queens, by the way. Let me just say that now.
We're not.
We do not claim to be good.
We don't do drag. We're female impersonators.
We'll do the best we can. We give the drag to the people who are really good at it.
But I'm telling you, we have seen that exact dress at 599 High Fashion.
And it was exactly $5.99.
And you know those stores that have the same dress in red, in yellow, in blue.
Fluorescent blue, and it's green, white, aubergine.
This bitch is basic.
Taupe.
Also, can we talk about Courtney's decor of her room? I don't understand it. There's like oversized furniture and granite, like
there's like it's kind of beachy at the same time.
But then also it's like dark cherry wood, like French castle, like Belle and Beauty and the Beast.
Y'all, how do I say this and not offend all of Florida? Y'all don't got no taste.
Well, maybe in Winter Park where Robert is, maybe. They say that's nice.
No.
Well, he's not.
It's a refugee area. You're just there visiting some other place. You have no fucking taste.
Florida's
going to
come for you on that one.
Come for me, bitches. Come for me.
But also, what really tops it, there's like these metal square things on the wall.
Yes!
That is like...
What was that?
That is like... Remember you would get those at like Pier 1 in 2003?
Yeah. It's very much a 2004 room.
It's like tarnished
room.
Metal. Pier 1, or maybe like...
There's a lot of green in there. A
lot of stuff you'd get in the decor section of Ross or Home Goods.
A lot of Home Goods, you're right.
A lot of Home Goods in there. A lot of Home Goods.
And but the parents are like, so you think you're going to enjoy
Fred and
him?
Jane.
Fred and Jane.
Fred and Jane. So she's like, so what you packing in here? What you packing, Courtney? And then Courtney shows them her dress, and then she talks about, well, my friends spent a lot of time researching, and by a lot of time, they spent 30 seconds on Google, and they found that Antonio
has... They
found
some erotic photos.
And then the little... Cut to the editor, who you see the dad go, wow. And Jane just goes, oh. And I think I actually saw one of those blood vessels pop in her eye again, like Courtney said.
I wrote down that Fred and Jane have the best poker faces, and I need to play poker with them.
They are
because
fucking...
they're selling that
they
shit.
They will fucking kill you in poker. They'll take all your money because you
Fred
don't know what
especially,
they're
being. He's like smiling.
And then, and Jane, she's just like, oh, would you like some more ranch dip? And you're just feeding you dip. And the next thing you know.
So good on pretzels.
So good on
night.
Pretzels. And the next thing you know, she's like, I made some Chex Mix. And I put, it's called rain. It's for Christmas. It's called reindeer poop. Isn't that neat? The next thing you know, you're broke.
I need to talk about the next morning when she's about to go off and fly. Courtney puts on glasses.
I know you're
going
to make
all of a sudden, Courtney's a scientist, y'all.
She looks so
She's
smart.
A math major.
She looks so
Courtney's
smart.
Courtney's brilliant. Just with a pair of glasses. She's like a bitch who works in an optometrist's office.
She really does look much smarter.
Fuck.
They really suit her.
I was looking at her, I'm like, I'd believe you if you told me about like evolution. But like without glasses, she looks like the dumbest bitch who ever lived.
But with glasses, she looks highly intelligent.
Yes.
She 1,000,000% could have a porn career because she could be that bitch who takes the glasses
she
off.
She takes the glasses off and she's like, and then she's like cross-eyed.
Because men always want porn stars to be dumb.
But men want their women they fuck to be smart. But until they take off their glasses and then they're dumb.
But they want their porn star. Yeah, porn stars, not women they fuck in real life.
I agree.
Yes. She did look very good. I was worried at the amount of things she brought because did we see a suitcase?
I think she checked it because she was rolling.
It was just like a backpack. I worried for her.
I
mean, those Spanish dresses are very thin. You could fit a lot in there, but still.
Spoiler alert, y'all. We did just get a quick catch.
Somebody else
of
might
him.
Not watched.
Sorry.
Wow, you spoiled it. Someone's going to come at us now on the Patreon saying, I haven't watched that episode. God, you are horrible at this.
I keep it real. I'm sorry. I would like to say one. I want to give a shout out to Jane for saying, hopefully he's not a gigolo.
maybe my favorite line of the whole thing, because no one says the word gigolo anymore.
Hopefully he's not a gigolo.
That was the only person that says gigolo.
I say it.
Is Leslie Jordan on Will and Grace.
What is that character's name? Beverly Leslie. Low rent gigolo.
Gigolo. I love Beverly Leslie on Will and Grace.
I want to correct one grammar thing of hers for all the grammar snobs. She's like, reality just sank in. No, reality just set in. Reality isn't sinking in the past tense.
Stop trying.
Sorry. She's an idiot. I'm aware of it.
She is.
Y'all, Audrina from the Hills is smarter than her. You can just tell.
That's saying, I wonder how intelligent Antonio is.
I can't tell how hot or smart you are.
You literally couldn't talk about his intelligence because you just said it. I can't tell how. Give me your dick.
Give me your cock.
Besen mi culo. Anyway. Well, I think that's it for this episode, right?
Yes.
Y'all, we want to just, again, we want to shout out that we love, what? Oh, yeah. Oh, we've got to remember our segment. Remember the time.
Here, you, I'll look it up.
What are you looking? Remember the, or when the, what are you looking at? You remember the time or when the episode came out?
I don't know when the episode came out.
Let me look it up. Let me. You know what? We're going to mix it up. You tell people about our other podcast, and
fine!
I'll look it up. God.
So, y'all, as we're winding this up, this is episode 4. Do not forget about our other shows on our podcast network, Sissy That Talk, which includes Sweet Tea, which is our Southern Charm podcast on Bravo. We also have Bitchcraft, which is the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix. Yes.
We have. What's the other one?
We have River Mails.
Oh, we have River Mails,
which is about Riverdale. Which of course, is still gone. We just put up something.
Yeah, we have Dear
Maddie. We also have Dear Maddie,
the advice podcast. Okay,
and y'all, you can find out all about these shows and everything we have, and merch. Even more importantly, merch. All of our fucking merch, y'all, at sissythattalk.com.
Sissythattalk.com. And so I think. Yeah, and last but not least, join our Facebook group and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars and say, keep going, Queens. Poodle loves a review.
And y'all, we are almost at 1,000 reviews.
Oh, by the time this airs, we'll be past 1,000.
And y'all.
Past.
We're
like, going to
do
be
a
three
special
weeks.
Gift to everybody listening for
so
our 1,000
they're
review.
Hearing, you're saying this now. They would have already heard this 2 weeks ago because we're doing this 3 weeks ahead before we're releasing it. See what I deal with, everybody, with him? It's like if he doesn't have a fucking Peanuts calendar with the dates on it and Lucy cooking a football, it's not going to register.
That hurt, but it's fair.
Speaking of calendars, I think that's it for the – we just got to do our segment.
Y'all, we talked about reviews. Uh-huh. And just the just our last little
thing
here, y'all.
Well, no, we're
going to
do this first, and then we'll do that.
Oh,
we got to do Remember the Time. Oh, wait,
no,
we can't call it that because of Michael Jackson.
Let's do the time warp again. Wow, we really need to work on this,
y'all. We need
y'all.
To work on that. Y'all, we really produce our Patreon. No, we do.
We need a producer. We need a fucking bitch standing in the corner saying, what the fuck are you doing, you pieces of shit?
Preferably a lesbian, because lesbians can keep us in
line.
And
I'm afraid of them.
Jake is afraid of them.
In a good way.
If you're a smart lesbian, come for us. You've got a job.
I agree.
We just can't pay you yet.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Mm-hmm. So this
episode. You can live in my carport.
This episode aired on August 27th, 2017.
Oh, what was I doing in August
what
27th?
If we're going to take a time warp.
You know what? The summer was ending. The summer was ending. So the summer here anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think I was playing a show and some creepy guy who I was texting with who lived in the hills, I drove up to his house after the show and he told me to like blindfold myself and get on all fours. Mm. And then I just knocked I just knocked on the door for a while, and then no one came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, just sat in my car for a while, and I was like, okay, fuck this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was leaving, this strange person came out in their boxer shorts, waving their arms, and I was like, that was not what I was promised. And I drove off.
I am shook. Because I think the story really happened.
It did.
Wow.
It was not what I was promised.
Wow.
Let's say that.
What if they were trying to get away and you were the getaway?
Maybe. I lit out of there.
You were scared of being Mansoned.
I put on my paper pants and tore out of there.
Wow.
That's exactly what I did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing?
August 27, 2017. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I, a lot of times, spent summers in Idaho. Spent a lot of summers.
Oh,
it's beautiful in the
militias?
Summer. With militias? Yeah, it's beautiful with militias. It's beautiful up there. Well, y'all, in 2017, I was spending the summer there because my uncle lived there, and I was visiting my uncle, and then one of his family friends, he wanted me to meet this cute young boy, and we hit it off, and... Now, young boy meaning my age. We hit it off, and...
You're not young.
No, I mean, this is 2017, you know, so, you know, I was...
2 years ago.
So, I was 14. And so, you know, we're just young, and so
You were 40.
I spent the whole summer with him, and we played tag in the cornfields, and we went to the summer fair, and there might have been an innocent kiss, and then... one day we went to go play in the forest, and
he went to jail for statutory rape.
No, he he was stung by a bunch of bees and he died. And
ow,
yeah, and yeah, and then I've never gone back to Idaho since. By a bunch.
Well,
of,
there we go.
Stung by a bunch of bees,
Candyman.
And you know what? Every time I hear the song, my God, I think of
it. Was that in Idaho? My girl.
I don't
think I've ever seen that movie all the way through.
Well, I just showed. They should make a movie of that story. Anyway,
they
y'all.
Should.
And so now after my boy died, I'm just a lonely heart, y'all. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts out there looking for love?
You know what? We are. And remember, if you yourself are looking for love in all the wrong places and you decide to get a 90-day fiancé,
call us.